All right, Maximus, kind of an up and down main event for you. Moving forward, Enzo got by you. You got by a couple guys, and it also did not look much fun. Looked treacherous.
Yeah, track was definitely tough. Super rutted, and 250s has got to be really precise. You know, 450, I feel like those guys had a little bit more room to over jump or come a little short. Our bike's not like that, so you got to be dead perfect out there. And yeah, the track was super technical and rough, and I had a little bit of a rough start to the main, but once that halfway hit that halfway point, I started clicking the laps off, and I started moving forward. Yeah, I felt like I could have got by Levi maybe a little bit sooner to maybe take a shot at Enzo, but yeah, he was riding good in the beginning, and I felt strong. Fitness was good. I rode it all the way to the finish.
Had to be like coming off, like the rhythm after the first turn, you go on and then you go off, and then like I imagine it's like super ruddy, and you're like, well, I guess I'll triple. Like I don't know, I just would never want to be in that position as a rider.
Yeah, it was like that a lot, kind of second guessing, you know, last second decisions.
Back out of it, you got to do the triple the next one.
So, yeah, and then you got to seat bounce send the next one. So yeah, especially that long rhythm on the far side after the start. Yep. You know, you had to get that table over single dead perfect to get that three, and sometimes you're just seat bouncing in ruts, trying hopefully not to grab peg and go over the bar. So that was kind of the story of the whole track. Like you had to be patient, you had to be precise, and you had to make the right calls at the right time. So
it seemed like lappers were bad. I mean, they're usually bad for you guys, but tonight it seemed like there was clumps of them.
Yes, absolutely. I had a fair share of lappers getting in my way. I was rolling some jumps here and there. So, yeah, lappers were tough. I think it's just the ruts. You know, those guys can't move out of the way for us, so they're kind of stuck to their line. And if they're in the main line, they're in the main line.
So when you don't race off, you race in Oakland, I don't know when that was, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, do you ramp up slowly to get back into it, or do you keep the fitness and the intensity, or you try to, with a big gap like that?
Well, of course, right after the race at Oakland, we do a little bit of outdoor, and it was, of course, raining a lot. So, you know, you kind of just riding. I'm riding my own 450 that I bought and riding in some turn tracks and stuff, just kind of having fun. And then just for a week, and then I went back to Alden's and been racing with the guys every day. So,
so it's pretty much like normal plan.
Yeah, normal pretty much off-season training, just racing every day. And you kind of stay, you know, you stay in touch with it. It didn't feel like I really left for that long because we raced so much there.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.